If you enjoy our hymn studies, be sure to check out the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November, Praise and Honor, Hymn-Inspired Devotions. Praise and Honor contains a devotional for each stanza from hymns like God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me, We Praise and Acknowledge You, O God, and more. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Praise and Honor, Hymn-Inspired Devotions. Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. It's time to play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. It's a simple game we like to play with our listeners. We've got four soundbites to play for you. One from Nancy Almodovar, one from Pastor Will Whedon, one from Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, and one from Pastor Brian Wolfmiller on a variety of subjects. We're going to play them for you. You listen, and after you've heard all four sound bites, we'll take a break, and we'll start taking your phone calls, 1-877-623-MY-IE. We'll take your email, talkback@issuesetc.org, your tweets at issuesetc, and we'll take a look at your votes as you put them at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. We need to know who you are, that's your name, where you're listening, and the reason you're voting for the soundbite you're voting for. Your reason is very important because we'll pick the best vote for soundbite of the week at the end of the game, and that person gets the LPR bundle package. That's a Luther Rose medallion, courtesy of Ad Crucem, the I Have Issues t-shirt, and an Issues Etc. pin, bumper sticker, note, and tote bag goes to the listener with the best vote for soundbite of the week. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-IE. Soundbite number one this week comes from Nancy Almodovar. Should Lutherans de-emphasize the sacraments to attract more people?
Oh, no. No, no. Lutherans need to emphasize those points. In conversation with other evangelicals and Reformed or Presbyterian, because deep inside, most are saying, I don't know if I'm elect or not, in the Reformed traditions, and in the more evangelical, they're going, did I repent enough? I don't know. Was my repentance true? I don't know. Did I backslide? Those Christians go around on crutches. They have a debilitated gospel. The Lutheran confessions, because they stick with what the scripture says, has the medicine they need. And I emphasize it all the time with my evangelical and Reformed friends, because every once in a while they'll share with me that they're going through this despair. So I share with them the beauty of being able to point to an objective faith, that here are the waters of baptism, that the Bible says washed you, regenerated you. Here's the body and blood of Christ that the scripture says feeds you, strengthens your faith, and is for the forgiveness of your sins. You don't have to look inside anymore. You don't have to be proud that you decided for Jesus, nor do you have to despair that it may not have been enough to be one of his.
That's soundbite number one, Nancy Almodovar. Should Lutherans de-emphasize the sacraments to attract more people? If you want to vote for it, 1-877-623-6943. Soundbite number two this week comes from regular guest and host of the new podcast, The Word of the Lord Endures Forever, Pastor Will Whedon. Here he is with an All Saints hymn sung by the Saints Triumphant.
Truly, we to glory have arisen from all cares that held us in a prison. Earthly toil ended, we unto our God have now ascended. We no more as in a dungeon wander. God has taken us to heaven yonder. Tears and frustrations are the sum of earthly expectations. Oh, our destiny, how blessed, how wondrous to be free from earthly pain so ponderous. Naught but rejoicing fills us now, our thanks and praises voicing. Ah, what words, what language might we borrow to describe our freedom from all sorrow? naught else but singing of the angels in our ears is ringing. In the world, man's heart's torn with anguish. Constantly his soul in pain must languish. But Jesus' merit, death a door has made, life to inherit. Dearest friends, we say farewell with gladness. May our death not cause you grief or sadness. By Christ invited, you and we shall be again united.
That's soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon, an All Saints hymn sung by the Saints Triumphant. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE. Soundbite number three this week comes from Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer. Here he is describing a conversation with his former Baptist pastor.
This is when I went and I talked to the Baptist pastor. I said, I want to meet with you. I want to discuss this. And I said, this doesn't make any sense to me because you've been saying that we take the Bible literally, but not on this topic. And it was at this point where the Baptist pastor just looked at me in his office and said, well, it would be silly to think it's his body and blood. Why would you even think such a thing? That's not even possible. And he basically laughed at me, and he literally told me that if that's what I think, he has a bridge in Florida that he would love to sell me. And needless to say, I left that meeting with the Baptist pastor very unimpressed. He didn't even open up the Bible, Todd. He didn't even show me a passage from the scripture. He didn't even expound or show me why. What's the rationale for interpreting this as not what Jesus says? And so I was not impressed. We never went back to that Baptist church again.
That was a soundbite from Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, soundbite number three on his conversation with his former Baptist pastor. If you want to vote for that one, just give us a call on this Friday afternoon, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. We're about to play soundbite number four. We'll play it, and then we're going to take a break, and that's your opportunity to give us a call, send us an email, send us a tweet, or go to our Facebook fan page, 1-877-623-MYIE. Talk back at issuesetc.org, the Twitter address at issuesetc, and the Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, why Christians need to hear all of God's word.
Look, there's no such thing as too much law or too much gospel. That's kind of, he gives us all of it. He gives us himself and all of the law and all of the gospel. And the Christian is to have it all. This is what faith does, is it says amen to everything that God says. So the Lord says, I died on the cross to forgive you your sins. And we say, amen. And then he says, love your neighbors yourself. And we say, amen. So we have it all. But law and the gospel want to be rightly used, and the devil is a master at misusing the law and the gospel. So he'll just, for example, misuse the gospel as an excuse to sin. So when he's tempting us, he says, oh, don't worry, God's nice. That's a misuse of the gospel. Or he'll misuse the law as if it's the law's job to determine where we're going to spend eternity. And he'll try to condemn us and cast us far from God's presence with the law. How could you have done that? You call yourself a Christian. So it's a matter of knowing whom the law is for and how it's to be used with the gospel as well. So one of the problems with, as you call it, old evangelicalism is that it thinks that the gospel is for the unbeliever and the law is for the Christian. And it says, look, you're in already. Now it's time to get after it, time to get busy. And that's just wrong. I mean, it's like trying to get Christians to live in such a way that they no longer need Christ, which is a foolish thing to do in the first place, and also wrong, that we need Jesus from beginning to end, that our whole lives are lives of repentance, that we're constantly going back to his mercy and his kindness, so that Christ crucified is the thing that everyone desperately needs, no matter if we've been Christians for 5 minutes or 5 decades. We constantly need the mercy of God in Christ, and one of the dangers of evangelicalism is it doesn't give the mercy of God in Christ to the believer.
That's soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, why Christians need to hear all of God's word. It's time to vote. We'll take a break. This break is a great time to give us a call. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Will it be soundbite number one, Nancy Almodovar, on should Lutherans de-emphasize the sacraments to attract people? Soundbite number two, Pastor Will Whedon on that All Saints hymn. Soundbite number three, Pastor Ketchel Meyer on his conversation with the Baptist pastor. Or soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller, why Christians need to hear all of God's word. We'll take your votes right after this. If you enjoy our hymn studies, be sure to check out the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for November, Praise and Honor, Hymn-Inspired Devotions. Praise and Honor contains a devotional for each stanza from hymns like God's Own Child, I Gladly Say It, Rock of Ages, Cleft for Me, We Praise and Acknowledge You, O God, and more. Browse before you buy at issuesetc.org or call Concordia Publishing House 1-800-325-3040. Praise and Honor, Hymn-Inspired Devotions.
Many Lutheran pastors outside of the U.S. receive little or no seminary education. Luther Academy provides theological triage through conferences, books, and journals. Help support Luther Academy by making a tax-deductible donation at lutheracademy.com or call 260-452-2211. Serving Lutheran pastors to the ends of the earth, Luther Academy, 260-452-2211 or lutheracademy.com.
Casting Christ's net on the internet. You're listening to Issues Etc. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.
Welcome back to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. We're playing Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week, and we're ready to take your votes. 1-877-623-6943. Let's go to Jim in West Bend, Indiana. Hi, Jim.
Hi, Todd. I'm kind of torn between 1 and 4, but I've read a lot of Pastor Wolfmeyer's stuff, and I've also, I just got her book, and I just got through reading it, so I think I'm going to vote for number 1.
All right. Thank you very much. And thanks for listening out there in Indiana, Jim. 1-877-623-MYIE, 877-623-6943. Up next in St. Charles, Missouri, Kathy's on the line. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Pastor. I would vote for Ketchel Meyer, number 3, because he mentioned about laughing at the Word of God. And you had another recent guest that also mentioned that when you talked to Paths of Lutheranism. And it was the guest that spoke about his path from Anglicanism to Lutheranism. He also mentioned that people in the church that he was attending laughed at God's word. So that's why I would vote for number 3, because I do think it's a problem in the church, even if we don't really like to think about it.
Kathy, thank you so much, and thanks for listening in St. Charles. Here's a vote from Heidi in Switzerland. Heidi says, I'm voting for soundbite number 1, clear, strong words that point to the sacraments in Christ Jesus, clear signs each week in our church of Christ's forgiveness and love for one. Thank you. I'm incredibly thankful for your program. Heidi, thank you very much for your vote. Marcus in Altamont, Illinois says, I'm voting for soundbite number 1 because of how Ms. Aldemovar clearly explained the gospel via the sacraments. A debilitating gospel is no gospel at all. What an encouragement to teach how the sacraments are biblical, missional, and signs of Christ's true church. Marcus, thanks for listening in Illinois. Jim is also voting for soundbite number 1. He says, it's about whether Lucen should de-emphasize the sacraments to attract evangelicals. Of course, we should not de-emphasize the sacraments. Nancy does a good job of saying that in the soundbite. Our salvation is objective. So much of evangelicalism is subjective. All of us Lutherans and evangelicals alike need to know that we are saved not because of how we feel, but because Christ died for us. It was not our decision. Jesus did it, and the Holy Spirit gives it to us. Jim, thank you very much for your vote. Nud is listening in Denmark. Nud says, it has to be soundbite number one. Should Lutherans de-emphasize the sacraments to attract people? She is not on so often on Issues Etc., and she has a strong testimony of the need for the Lutheran to be honest and truthful for the help of others who, in their Reformed Baptist theology, are still uncomforted in the conscience and with an insufficient pseudo-gospel. Thanks for listening there in Denmark. Lenia says, voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Ketchelmeyer. This is such a difficult passage for many people, not understanding that Jesus meant what he said. This is my body, this is my blood. It corresponds to when Jesus was baptized. God said, this is my beloved son, in whom I am well pleased. You're right, it's just as clear as that passage is as well, Lenia. Matthew listens in Niles, Illinois, voting for soundbite number three, Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer, because of its implication for the pastor. When someone talks to you about matters of faith they're struggling with, it's cruel and arrogant to laugh at them or sell them a bridge in Florida. We all have bad moments, and I hope Pastor Ketchelmeyer's experience with that Baptist pastor was an anomaly. Matthew listens from Chelsea, Michigan. I vote for Pastor Whedon, that's soundbite number two. It reminds me of the joy awaiting us, which is all too easy to forget, and especially being united with our children we were never able to hold. Thank you for reviewing this hymn, What Joy Awaits Us. Matthew, thanks for listening in Michigan. Ardith listens in North Carolina, in Charlotte, in fact. This has to be the toughest week's pick in a long time. Once again, I voted for soundbite number four, Pastor Brian Wolfmiller. I love how he explains how we Christians need all of the law and all of the gospel, despite the devil's wicked misuse of both. And the comfort of hearing the gospel for me, for Christian me, is one of the main things the Lord used to bring me to confessional Lutheranism after having been American Evangelical Baptist Reformed congregations. Ardith, good to hear you're here, and thank you for your vote. In Minnesota, Michael is voting for soundbite number one. The others are really good, but Nancy nailed it. We can have confidence in our salvation because it depends on what God says, not on what we do or feel or experience. I am baptized into Christ. I feed on the forever forgiveness and Holy Communion. I vote for soundbite number one for soundbite of the week. Michael, thanks for your vote. In Amarillo, Texas, Carolyn Vez, a vote for soundbite number three, Pastor Ketchelmeyer. She says, this was a hard choice. Why do we have to jump through hoops to explain away Jesus' words? Simply believe his word. I find so much comfort in partaking of the Holy Supper. This is my body. This is my blood given for you. Thank you, Jesus. Sam listens in Simpsonville, South Carolina. He says, hi, guys. As a podcast junkie over the last 12 years or so, so many podcasts have come and gone as a regular listener for me, but Issues Etc. is the only one that I have consistently listened to the entire decade plus. Soundbite 1 gets my vote this week. Having recently come to Lutheranism from Calvinism, the struggles are still fresh in my mind. I remember the frustration of being busy dealing with my own doubts, but hearing my teenagers saying to me that they doubted their salvation, and running the five-pointed treadmill of questioning whether one is elect and whether their faith is genuine, they would feel the despair that comes with realizing, according to the 5 points of Calvinism, that if their faith is spurious, they maybe are not elect and maybe Jesus never really died for them. Like I said, it's a treadmill of navel-gazing hopelessness. So finally, still Reformed at the time, I told them to look to their baptism, but I couldn't fully answer their doubts still because I was still operating within the constraints of the Calvinist system rather than the promises of God delivered in water, bread, and wine. Fortunately, my younger crop of kids have the small catechism and a father who has been graciously connected by God. Thanks for the big role that Issues played in that. Sam, thank you very much. We're happy to help, and thanks for listening in South Carolina. Grady is listening in Lincoln, Nebraska. He's voting for Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer. Says, gives me a convincing argument why the Baptist pastor was incorrect in his view because he couldn't reference it in the Bible and didn't even open it up. I agree. That's the strongest part of that soundbite. He didn't have a Bible passage. Aaron listens in Florida. I'd really like to nominate all the parts of the Paths of Lutheranism series. Since Pastor Ketchelmeyer is the one representative of the series, I'll vote for it. Each one of those stories was very comforting and refreshing to hear. Often I feel alone when I think about my own stumble into LCMS Lutheranism. The memory of the Old Testament heroes of the Bible as an example with no mentions of the vicarious atonement of Christ being handed Northwest Publishing's What's Going On Among the Lutherans, the belief that I could pull myself up by my own bootstraps to win God's approval. All these were my experiences, and now I see many others who I now admire that had those same experiences. Angie listens in Princeton, Minnesota. Angie says, I would like to vote for soundbite number one. The clear teaching and sacraments is what brought me and my husband to confessional Lutheranism. We made a long journey through many denominations and non-denominations before finding confessional Lutheranism. The sacraments, along with the comfort and assurance they bring by focusing on Christ's work, is what sets confessional Lutheranism apart. I agree with what Nancy says in this soundbite, and I have experienced what she describes. Sarah listens in Kenosha, Wisconsin, voting for soundbite number four, Pastor Wolf Miller, because he so clearly explains why the Lutheranism is scriptural by explaining the right distinction between law and gospel. And finally, Mary votes for soundbite number one. She stated, what is the essence of being Lutheran? We look not to ourselves for the assurance of our salvation, but to the objective word of Christ on the cross. It is finished. And his divinely instituted means to deliver his gifts of forgiveness, life, and salvation to us here and now, baptism, absolution, and the sacrament of the altar. The winner this week, according to your votes, is soundbite number one, Nancy Almodovar. Should Lutherans de-emphasize the sacraments to attract more people?
Oh, no. No, no. Lutherans need to emphasize those points. In conversation with other evangelicals and Reformed or Presbyterian, because deep inside, most are saying, I don't know if I'm elect or not. In the Reformed traditions, and in the more evangelical, they're going, did I repent enough? I don't know. Was my repentance true? I don't know. Did I backslide? Those Christians go around on crutches. They have a debilitated gospel. The Lutheran confessions, because they stick with what the scripture says, has the medicine they need. And I emphasize it all the time with my evangelical and Reformed friends, because every once in a while they'll share with me that they're going through this despair. So I share with them the beauty of being able to point to an objective faith, that here are the waters of baptism that the Bible says washed you, regenerated you. Here's the body and blood of Christ that the scripture says feeds you, strengthens your faith, and is for the forgiveness of your sins. You don't have to look inside anymore. You don't have to be proud that you decided for Jesus, nor do you have to despair that it may not have been enough to be one of his.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week this week. Soundbite number one, Nancy Almodovar. Should Lutherans de-emphasize the sacraments to attract more people? Sam in Simpsonville, South Carolina, and Angie in Princeton, Minnesota, if you would send us your shirt size and your mailing address, talkback@issuesztc.org, we will send you the LPR bundle package. And thanks to everybody who voted for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. The Lutheran Witness interprets the contemporary world from a Lutheran perspective. It's available in print and online. You can find out more at cph.org/witness. The Lutheran Witness magazine, cph.org/witness. Next week on Issues Etc., we'll discuss parenting an autistic child with Joanna Hensley. We'll discuss free will, the cause of sin, and good works from the Augsburg Confession with Pastor Paul McCain. And we'll talk with Uwe Simonetto about the anniversary of the fall of the Berlin Wall. The very thing that all these who are traveling from other confessions are searching for, the things that are missing in their confession of faith, like an assurance in one's baptism. It's not just a human ordinance or something you do to show your faith. It is, in fact, God's work. the assurance of the Lord's Supper. It isn't something you just go through the motions for, and you can't really figure out why would you do it. Maybe just a weekly reminder that Jesus died for you. It's not your work. It's God's work. That word of absolution that you may never hear from your pastor and occasionally hear maybe hinted at in a sermon, they're not just words of a man. They are God's work. That's the difference. These things, the sacraments, baptism, absolution, the Lord's Supper, are how God does his work among his people. It's how he delivers the work of Christ accomplished at the cross, and it's forgiveness, it's life, and it's salvation to sinners like us. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
College Preparation Station is proud to announce the opening of its first Missouri location, Creve Coeur. College Preparation Station provides ACT, SAT, PSAT instruction, and college scholarship guidance. Their new Creve Coeur branch is located at 11,500 Olive Boulevard. Learn more at cpsprep.com or call 314-750-5967. College Preparation Station in Creve Coeur, Missouri, and Maryville, Illinois, cpsprep.com.
Jesus the Good Shepherd says, "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life." We invite you to join us as we listen to the voice of the Good Shepherd and follow him who gives us eternal life. Sunday worship services at 9 a.m., Sunday school and Bible class at 10:30, Good Shepherd Lutheran Church, Arnold, Missouri, on the web at goodshepherdarnold.org. That's goodshepherdarnold.org.